今天的题目是不可忘神恩。
Today's title is Do Not Forget God's Grace.
我们要来看生命记第八章第一到第二十节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 1 to 20.
我请秀清姐妹来读今天的经文，我们试试看，我们读中文，如果你看英文的，跟着一起看。
We will ask Sister Xiaoqin to come up and read the passage, and if you are reading in English, please follow along in your own text.
生命记八章一到二十节，我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖启示应许的那地。你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他，因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的，引你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃，是要苦练你、试验你，叫你终究享福。恐怕你心里说，这货才是我力量、我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖启示所立的约，像今日一样。你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡，这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。阿们。
谢谢。
那很久以前有一位近前的王，他感到很烦恼。
One time there was a king who became very frustrated.
因为王宫里的官员都是不会感恩的人。
Because all the officials in the court were ungrateful people.
那有一天王就为他们摆设了一个宴席。
So one day the king gave a banquet.
那当王跟贵宾坐下来之后。
And when the king sat down with his officials.
那一个被安排好的乞丐就进入王宫里。
There was a prearranged beggar who came into the court.
他坐下来狼吞虎咽的把食物吃下去。
He sat down and wolfed down the food.
没有说一句话。
He didn't say a word.
他就离开了。
And he left.
那官员们就很生气。
And the officials were very angry.
要求抓拿这个乞丐。
And they requested to arrest this beggar.
啊，把他的身体撕成一块一块。
And tear him to pieces.
因为他是一个不会感恩的人。
Because he was an ungrateful individual.
那后来王就回答说。
And the king answered.
啊，这个乞丐对王所做的只不过是一次。
What the beggar did to the king is only once.
啊，但是你们对神每一天却做了三次。
But yet all of you do this to God three times a day.
你们在这个餐桌吃。
You sit down to eat.
啊，吃到你们满足为止。
Until you're satisfied.
然后你们就离开。
And then you leave.
没有纪念这位神。
You did not remember God.
也没有向他感恩。
And you did not give thanks to him.
富裕的生活是神赐给人的恩典。
Wealthy life is a blessing from God.
但是富裕的生活也经常带给人不少的问题。
Unfortunately, it also brings about problems to people.
所以摩西警告以色列人。
So Moses warned the Israelites.
将来他们安居在这个应许之地之后。
That after they settle in the promised land,
那生活开始富裕,
and as they prosper,
他们就逐渐地把这位神忘记了。
They will gradually forget this God.
他们忘记这位神曾经把他们从这个埃及地领出来。
They forget that God once upon a time brought them out of Egypt.
那以色列人在这个旷野漂流的时候
，And as Israelites wandered in the desert，
他们的日子虽然很艰苦
，Even though their lives were hard，
可是神却与他们同在
，Yet God was with them，
神坚固他们
，God strengthened them。
所以在刚才我们所读那段经文《生命记》第八章
，So in the passage that we just read Deuteronomy chapter 8，
那摩西语重心长地提醒以色列人。
And Moses reminded people.
那当他们安居在这个应许之地
，after they settle in the promised land，
千万不要因为生活的富足而忘记这位神。
That they ought not to forget God because of the prosperity of their life，
而不遵守他的诫命
，and disobey God's commands。
不可忘记神的恩惠是今天早上我们看那段经文的一个中心的思想。
And do not forget God's grace is a central theme of the passage we read today.
那么这段经文谈到在应许之地那种富裕的生活，还有谈到在旷野里面那种艰苦的生活。
And in the passage it speaks of the prosperous life in the promised land and also the difficult life in the wilderness.
那前面的经文强调遵守神的吩咐必会蒙神的祝福。
And before this passage, it speaks of the blessings that comes from obeying God's commands.
那后面的经文强调忘记神的恩惠将会承受严重的后果。
And the latter part speaks of if you forget God's commands, the severe consequences.
所以《生命记》第八章第一节是这张经文的引言。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1 is the main verse for this passage.
也就是告诉我们，当我们遵守神诫命的时候，必会蒙福。
So, when we obey God's commands, then we will be blessed.
所以这节经文说，这个是摩西说，我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多。且进去得耶和华向你们列祖启示应许的那地。
Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter the and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers.
那根据这节经文，遵守神的诫命带来两个好处。
According to this verse, obeying God's command brings about two benefits.
第一就是能够存活。
One is to live.
第二就是人数能够增加。
Second is increase in numbers.
从今天早上我们看这张经文，我们要把它分成四部分来看。
And as we look at this passage this morning, we're going to divide it up into four parts.
首先让我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
啊，就也就是纪念神的坚固。
It is to remember God's care.
你也要纪念耶和华你们的神在旷野引导你这四十年是要苦练你试炼你要知道你心内如何肯守他诫命不肯。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what it was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
所以纪念这两个字就是含有所谓记得的意思。
So remember is relating to your memory.
或者回想的意思。
Or reflection, sure.
思想或者反省的意思。
Or to meditate upon.
所以纪念不纯粹是思想。
So remember is not just a thought.
也是指一个人在生活里面当有的表现。
But it's also an expression of life.
譬如在这个民数记第十五章第四十节说。
Just as in Numbers 15 verse 40 it says,
使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令成为圣洁归于你们的神。
Then you will remember to obey all my commandments and will be consecrated to your God.
所以这节经文的纪念遵行是说明如果一个人懂得纪念神的命令。
So here, remember to obey is so that you remember to obey God's commands.
那他就懂得怎样遵守神的命令。
Then he will understand how to obey God's commands.
纪念神就是反复思想神的话语。
To remember God is to reflect on God's words.
那使到一个人产生这个悔改的心。
And it causes a heart of repentance.
带给他这个属灵生命的成长。
And brings about a spiritual growth.
所以摩西他多次的预言说。
So Moses prophesied many times.
当以色列人安居在这个迦南地的时候。
After the Israelites settled in the land of Canaan.
他们就会逐渐的忘记神的恩惠。
That they would slowly forget God's grace.
摩西也同时警告他们。
Moses also warned them.
忘记神的恩惠是很严重的一件事情。
It is a very serious thing to forget God's grace.
所以以色列人四十年在这个旷野漂流有负面跟正面的意义。
So the Israelites wandering in the desert for 40 years, there's positive and negative meanings.
所以在四十年里面神除了审判教导他们。
So in the 40 years besides judging and teaching them,
但是最宝贵的就是得到神的管教还有蒙神的坚固。
But the most important thing is to be disciplined and strengthened by God.
所以以色列人在这个旷野漂流的时候。
So as the Israelites wandered in the wilderness.
因为他们的不信而受到神的惩罚。
Because of their disbelief that they were punished.
那虽然如此他们受到神一个正面的管教。
Even so, they were positively corrected by God.
神把一个消极的经历变成一个祝福的管道。
God turned a negative experience into a positive thing.
那神借助苦难来磨练一个人。
And God uses difficulties to refine a person.
考验一个人的品格。
And to test a person's character.
使到一个人更加的认识神。
So that the individual will come to know God more.
而懂得怎样去遵守神的诫命。
And know how to obey God's commands.
那神的恩典总是超越人的过犯。
And God's grace is always greater than men's sins.
从来不受人的软弱或者失败的限制。
And it's not limited to, because of men's weaknesses or failures.
这个是诗人在诗篇三十篇第五节所做的见证。
And this is a testimony given in Psalms.
因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久，一熟虽然有酷气。 早晨遍地欢呼。
For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
那么在神的坚固之下，人的尽头往往是神的开头。
And under God's hand, man's dead end often becomes the beginning of God's work.
那么在这段经文里面讲到，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年是要苦练你、试炼你，要知道你的心内如何，肯守他的诫命，不肯。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
我看英文翻译版的时候，他把苦练翻译成 to humble you, 很有意思。
And in Chinese, it's,
苦练你。
It's a trial and a hardship, and it's translated as to humble you in English.
Yeah, 在英文翻译版，我觉得很有意思，我到底哪一个是正确，可能要看原文。
I don't know which is the original, but perhaps we need to go to the original.
第三节他说，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你们吃，使你们使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
所以苦练你是这段经文的一个要句。
So to humble you is a theme of this verse.
这个要句含有就是必使人顺服的意思。
And this key term also means it will force a person to obey.
也就是神借着这次苦难来磨练一个人的心智。
And so God uses these hardships to refine a person's heart.
目的就是要人悔改来转向神。
Causing a person to repent and turn to God.
苦难的生活能够使到一个人反刍思想。
And hardship in life oftentimes causes a person to reflect on life.
看到自己的罪过，还有自己的过犯。
And sees his own sins and his own wrongdoings.
认罪悔改，然后愿意跟随主。
And to repent and be willing to turn to God.
所以除了苦练你，那么今天的经文也提到这个要试炼他们。
And besides humble you, it also says to test you.
所以试炼你是指借助这个苦难来考验一个人的品格。
And to test a person is through these hardships to test a person's character.
所以饥饿或者困难、敌人的攻击还有恶人的引诱都会考验一个人对神的信心。
So hunger, attacks by enemies, all these things will test a person's faith.
也要查看人是否对神忠心。
And we'll check if a person is faithful to God.
所以凡经得起考验的人，
So for those who withstand the test,
他就会更加的爱神，
He will love God more.
信心更加的坚固，
And his faith will be strengthened.
所以就如生命记第十三章三节所说，
And just as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 3,
你也不可听那先知或者那做梦之人的话，因为这是耶和华你们的神试炼你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神，不是。
You must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以苦练和试炼是神管教人的一个管道。
So, to humble or to test is the conduit by which God disciplines his children.
所以神借助这个苦难或者一些惩罚来使到人归正。
And so God uses hardship or punishment to cause people to turn to the correct ways.
所以神的管教不只能够纠正一个人的错误。
So God's discipline not only turns a person away from his wrong.
也能够巩固一个人跟神之间那种关系。
And it also establishes relationship between people and God.
以致使到人能够遵守他的诫命和他的吩咐。
So that people will obey his commands and what he says.
所以神借助这些苦难来磨练以色列人。
So God uses hardships to discipline the Israelites.
使他们知道人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神的话语。
So they would know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of his mouth.
所以诗篇第九十四篇第十二节说。
So in Psalm 94 verse 12 it says,
耶和华，你所管教的，用律法所教训的人是有福的。
Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law.
我们在新约圣经希伯来书第十二章那里说。
And in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12 it says,
唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
But he disciplines us for our good, so that we may share his holiness.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
All discipline for the moment seemed not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness.
神的管教始终对我们是 好的。
God's discipline ultimately is good for us.
让我们来看这段今天所看那段经文的第二点。
Let's look at the second point of this today's passage.
第二就是讲到享受神所应许的美地。
The second one is enjoy God's promised land.
在这段经文里面谈到这个描述到这个迦南美地。
And this passage it describes the good land of Canaan.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河。有泉有源从山谷中流出来的水。
For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills.
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。
A land where you will eat food without scarcity.
那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。
In which you will not lack anything. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
然后这段经文描述到这个迦南美地是一个水源充足的一个地方。
And here it describes the land of Canaan as a place with sufficient water.
也是一个田产丰盛的一个地方。
And full of harvests.
所以这片土地我们看到有充足的水分，还有这个丰盛的农场。
So this land has sufficient water and farm.
圣经告诉我们原因是神坚固他们而把这个福赐给他们。
And the Bible tells us it's because God has strengthened them and has blessed them.
所以因着这个水源的丰富还有这个田产的丰盛
and because
他们吃得饱足。
And because of sufficient water and land they are satisfied.
那么在希伯来文里面这个吃的饱足其实有两个动词。
And there's actually, two verbs that describes, eat food without scarcity.
如果把它翻译成的话就是说你吃了感到满足。
And if you translate it as, after you eat it, you will be satisfied.
所以吃的饱足就是说明神赐福的恩典。
So to be satisfied with food is showing God's blessing.
God's grace. 所以在 生命记第六章第十一节描述到,
and so in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 11 it says,
他说, 有房屋装满各样美物, 非你所装满的,
and a house full of all good things which you do not fill.
有琢成的水井, 必你所琢成的, 还有葡萄园, 橄榄树, 橄榄园, 非你所栽种的, 你吃了,
and hewn cisterns in which you do not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you do not plant, and you eat and are satisfied.
So Moses
warned the Israelites after they entered the land of Canaan that they would not forget God's grace.
其实在旧约圣经里面这个耶俄也曾经讲过,
and in the Old Testament, Joel also speaks of it.
所以耶俄认为一个懂得向神感恩的人,
and Joel believed that a person who knows how to give thanks to God,
不管在任何的情况, 他都不会羞愧,
he would not be put to shame no matter what the circumstances.
在耶俄书第二章第26节说,
and Joel chapter 2 verse 26 it says,
你们必多次而得饱足, 就赞美, 为你们行奇妙事, 耶和华, 你们神的名, 我的百姓, 必永远不至羞愧。
You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed.
好了, 让我们来看今天这段早上今天所念的经文第三点。
And let's look at the third point.
不可以忘记神的恩惠。
Do not forget God's grace.
那么在第八章第十一节讲到, 你要谨慎, 免得忘记耶和华你的神, 不守他的诫命, 典章, 律例, 就是我今日所吩咐你的。
So in chapter 8 verse 11 it says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes which I am commanding you today.
这节经文是摩西给以色列人的一个警告。
And this is a warning that Moses gave to the Israelites.
跟第八章第十节是一个对比。
And it's in contrast with chapter 8, verse 10.
你吃得饱足, 就要称颂耶和华你的神, 因他将那美地赐给你了。
When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
所以这两处经文提醒人要谨慎, 不可忘记神的恩惠。
So these verses warns people to be watchful and not forget God's grace.
那同时也暗示人就是吃得饱足。
And it tells people when you're eaten and are satisfied.
也不要忘记神的恩惠。
Do not forget God's grace.
要遵守神的诫命。
And to obey God's commands.
所以摩西在这里他语重心长地提醒以色列人。
And so Moses here sternly warns people.
然后千万不要不可忘记神的恩惠。
Do not forget God's grace.
当以色列人一旦他们忘记了神,
and once the Israelites forget God's grace,
他们就会远离神,
and they will leave God.
他们就会去敬拜这些假神和偶像。
They will go and worship other gods and idols.
他们不再遵守神的诫命。
And they no longer obey God's commands.
这个是摩西感到非常担心的事情。
And this is something that Moses is very concerned about.
所以在第八章第十二节到第十四节, 我们可以看到摩西的那种忧心。
And so we see Moses' worry in chapter 12 to 14.
他说恐怕你吃得饱足建造美好的房屋居住你的牛羊加多你的金银增添并你所有的全都加增你心就心高傲气气傲忘记耶和华你的神。
Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and your flock multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God.
所以, 这个十二节讲的恐怕是一个提醒。
And this verse is a reminder that unless you do this.
所以这个恐怕就是暗示，当以色列人在生活富足的时候。
And the word then shows that it's as the Israelites become wealthy.
他们就会忘记神的恩惠。
Then they will forget God's grace.
所以当他们吃得饱足的时候。
So they have, when they have eaten and are satisfied.
有这个美好的房屋来居住的时候。
And they have good houses to live in.
而且有足够的财富。
And they have enough, wealth.
他们就会感到心高气傲。
Then their hearts will become proud.
忘记了是神把他们从埃及地领出来的。
And forget that God is the one who led them out of Egypt.
所以十四节讲到你必心高气傲忘记耶和华你的神。
And so in verse 14 it says, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God.
所以当人的财富增加的时候那个后果就是感到骄傲。
So as men prosper, then the consequence is that their heart will become proud.
所以当一个人感到自己很了不起的时候
So when a person becomes proud,
他就不需要神。
Then he does not need God.
啊，富足本来是好事。
And wealth initially is a good thing.
但是富足往往会使到人感到骄傲。
But wealth often leads to pride.
而把神忘记了。
And forgetting of God.
富足虽然好。
Even though wealth is good.
但是也会成为人的咒诅。
But it can become a curse for people.
富足加上这个骄傲。能使人陷入在败坏中。
And wealth plus pride brings about destruction.
所以在箴言十六章第十八节说。
So in Proverbs 16:18 it says,
骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.
所以摩西警告以色列人不可忘记神为他们做了四件事情。
So Moses warns people to not forget to do four things.
啊，第一是神把他们从埃及领出来的。
First is that God is the one who led them out of Egypt.
那么当以色列人在过着这个为奴的生活的时候
，and when the Israelites were slaves,
是神把他们从埃及拯救出来。
It is God who brought them out of Egypt.
以色列人应当记得神救赎的恩典。
And the Israelites ought to remember God's grace in saving them.
所以《申命记》第六章第十二节说，那时你们要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 12 it says, then watch yourself that you do not forget the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery.
啊，第二件事情就是是神把他们，是神带领他们经过这个大而可畏的旷野。
And second is God who led them through the wilderness.
那旷野是非常可怕的。
And it's a very scary wilderness.
啊，是一个很非常干旱的一个地方。
It's a place of where there's no water.
而且圣经也描述说是这个火蛇。跟蝎子啊出入的一个地方。
And that's where the serpents and the scorpions are.
那第三件事情是神赐给他们水喝。
And thirdly, God gave them water to drink.
啊，圣经告诉我们，有一次他们来到一个地方没有水。
And the Bible tells us that one time they came to a place without water.
啊，他们就向摩西埋怨。
And they complained to Moses.
啊，甚至要把用石头把摩西打死。
And they're ready to stone Moses to death.
然后后来神就吩咐摩西击打这个磐石。
And then God commanded Moses to strike the rock.
然后水就从石头流出来。
And water poured forth from the rock.
使到以色列人有水喝。
So that the Israelites had water to drink.
那第四件事情是神赐玛拿给他们吃的。
Fourthly, God gave them manna to eat.
玛拿是象征神的供应。
Manna represents God's providence.
神从天上降下这个玛拿
God sent manna from heaven
给他们吃四十年没有中断
for them to eat for 40 years without any stoppage
所以在十八节讲到，你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的，唯要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的业，像今日一样。
So verse 18 says, But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day.
这节经文警告以色列人不可以忘记神的恩惠。
And this verse warns the Israelites not to forget God's grace.
因为他们所拥有的是神所赐给他们的。
Because all they have is what God has given them.
神赐给他们一切，因此他们应当向神感恩。
God has given them everything, therefore they need to give thanks to God.
然后最后这一点。
And the last point.
也就是忘记神恩惠的后果。
And it's a consequence of forgetting God.
所以在十九节到二十节说，你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。
And in verse 19 and 20 it says, If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed.
这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也要必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。
Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God.
人如果忘记神，
If men forget God,
去敬拜假神跟偶像，
and go and worship false gods and idols.
圣经讲得很清楚，后果就是灭亡。
The Bible is very clear that the consequence is destruction.
在神的眼中，敬拜假神跟偶像是可憎的事情。
And it's an awful thing to worship other gods and idols.
会招来不堪设想的后果。
And it will bring about unthinkable consequences.
在耶稣雅记第23章第16节，耶稣雅也警告以色列人说。
And in Joshua 23 verse 16, Joshua also warns the people.
你们若违背耶和华你们神吩咐你们所守的业，去侍奉别神，叩拜他，耶和华的怒气必向你们发作，使你们在他所赐的美地上速速灭亡。
If you violate the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods, and bow down to them, the Lord's anger will burn against you, and you will quickly perish from the good land he has given you.
这节经文说明敬拜假神跟偶像所招来的后果。
And here it tells, says the consequence which comes about if you worship other gods and idols.
所以摩西警告一些人，如果他们去敬拜假神跟偶像。
So Moses warns people if they go and worship other gods or idols.
必定会好像其他的国家一样，必定会灭亡。
They will become like other nations and perish.
所以耶伯记第八章第十三节说。
So Job 8:13 it says.
凡忘记神的人，境况也是这样。不敬虔的人的指望要灭没。
Such is the destiny of all who forget God, who perish, so perishes the hope of the godless.
不会感恩说明一个属灵生命的不成熟。
And not knowing how to give thanks is a sign of immaturity spiritually.
一个婴孩不会感谢他父母为他所做的。
An infant does not know how to give thanks for all the things that his parents give.
他的记忆非常的短。
His memory is short.
他关心的不是你昨天为他所做的。
What he cares about is not what you did for him yesterday.
而是你今天为他所做的。
But what you're doing for him today.
对于他来说。
And for him.
过去跟将来没有什么意义。
The past and the future are meaningless.
他所关心的就是现在。
What he cares about is now.
但是对一个属灵生命成熟的人。
But for a spiritually mature individual.
他会深深的感谢这位神在过去为他所牺牲的。
He will be grateful for all the sacrifices that God has done for him.
那神把这一切赐给我们。
God has given us all these things.
这个美丽的地球。
A beautiful earth.
啊，特别在 Albuquerque 这个清新的空气。
And especially in Albuquerque, we have such clear air.
啊，一个舒适的住宿，我想我们大家都有一个差不多舒适的一个地方住。
A comfortable place to live.
足够的食物。
Enough food.
同时，神也把我们从最终拯救出来。
And God has also saved us out of sin.
把这个永生的生命赐给我们。
And has given us eternal life.
因此，我们千万不要忘记神的恩惠。
So we ought not to forget God's grace.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
当我们的 生活平顺的时候，
When our lives go smoothly,
我们要特别小心，
We have to be watchful,
免得我们忘记了这位真神，
That we would not forget the true God.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
让我们经常思想到你的恩典。
Let us remember your grace often.
一切都是你赐给我们的。
You have given us all things.
让我们千万不要忘记你的恩惠。
Help us not to forget your grace.
当我们处在缺乏的时候，
And when we are in the midst of lacking,
或者我们处在富足的时候，
Or perhaps in the midst of prosperity,
求你帮助我们不要忘记你的恩惠。
Please help us not to forget your grace.
主啊，求你帮助我们做一个感恩的人。
Please help us to be thankful people.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.